last orders at the bar, please.
Welcome to Tavern Tales, a curated 5e Dungeons & Dragons adventure set in the Tales of the Yawning Portal campaign module by Wizards of the Coast.
Previously on Tavern Tales, with Drayden belching fire left and right, the Silverkins have avoided the returning goblins and are now set their sights on delving further into the Sunless Citadel.
Come sit down and drink with the enemy, raise a glass and toast to the enemy, and I'm not gonna do this on my own. So come sit down and laugh with the enemy, raise a glass and sing to the enemy, and I'm not gonna do this on my own. So
you creep up to the south door, giving a listen and a check to the door. The door seems to be normal. The goblins did not do anything special when they went inside and then closed the door behind them. You can hear goblin voices coming through that door. You can also hear more of the sounds of the goblins in the west room as you get closer to that door. Nothing that you can detect. It's just there is a wash of sound coming through that door.
All right.
No matter how well crafted it might be. So who opens the door to the south?
I can open it.
Oh no, please allow me to open the door. Of course, I'd love to. And allow anyone else to rush in and stick them appropriately.
We might not kill them in case they have information.
Why are you thinking about sticking people? Murky timbers. You don't even have a weapon.
He lifts up his shirt and he shows you the wounds and scars of being prodded by the pokers from the fire, as well as other cooking utensils.
So he's like branded.
The goblins. I don't think. Some of them may very well have been so, but he's definitely been tortured by these goblins over the last 30 days. Mm-hmm. So he's you're not even needing an insight check to see that he's out for vengeance. Well, if the potential is there to stick them but good, by all means. And he reaches for the door handle.
Wait.
He waits.
I still think Drayden should open it.
Okay. He's going to die.
I know. I need you.
Well, it opens towards you.
Oh, okay.
No, he's going to open the door.
It's a pull, not a push.
No. Okay, because I don't understand what this party thing is doing.
Yeah, he'll definitely open the door, backing along with the door.
Got it. Yeah, I thought it's like this, where it's that. Like, you're still in the way, buddy. We can.
Yeah, exactly. If it was a push, he would have pushed open the door and be like, "Come get it, motherfuckers!" Yeah. And then you guys would charge past him. Which,
yeah, Erky.
I mean, granted, very cinematic, but not particularly life saving.
Erky, you can open the door for me.
All right.
I'm gonna hold my greatsword in hand just in case.
Can we be ready?
Oh yes.
To initiate a spell.
I would
spell.
Hope you are ready.
I'm ready to vomit on them. Vomit fire.
He wrenches the door open, mm-hmm. pulling it towards himself as he backs up. And stench, garbage, and carrion waft out of this very unkempt room. Evidence from years of use by unsanitary tenants. Tattered hides stretched on frames form six unstable hammocks around a very much used fire pit. Battered cooking equipment is just mixed indiscriminately with broken or worn arms and armor. And there are four goblins in this room. They are gathered around the fire pit. They all react with surprise at your immediate entrance. So I will allow all of you to take an action before initiative, but I would like to have initiative just to determine our order.
14.
16.
14.
19.
Almost got it in order.
All close. Right.
Yashiria, what shall you do?
I'm standing in the way. Sorry. You can sacred flame them.
I'm going to bless three people.
Gonna cast Bless on the party.
Who do you choose to bless?
Sidork, Oriana, and Drayden.
What? Can you describe for them what that does for them?
So on attack rolls and saving throws, you each get an additional 1d4.
Cool.
Cool.
Erky Timbers looks disappointedly at you.
I nod.
And he nods back, and you share a brief moment.
It's Paler's way, you know.
And you earn a blue mote.
Because I finally used one of myself.
I liked the color. And what is this blessing that you cast upon them? What do you say, Yashiria?
May Paler guide us in battle.
Perfect. Did you want to do a move action as well?
Because Drayden's in the door.
Not really. I mean, you can move through his square without any issues.
I'm going to vomit fire soon,
No problem with that. You don't want to be in the way of fire, though.
I'll stay behind the vomit machine. Okay, stay behind.
It is now Drayden's turn.
All right, I'm going to vomit fire at them.
Great. They have to make a dexterity save, is that correct?
Yes. I'll confirm. I think it was a DC 13. It sounds like this.
Let me know what the DC was.
Oh, sure. DC 13, dex save.
They have all failed.
Sweet.
Damn.
You've been in timeout because you sucked at your rolling before, so don't suck again, dice. Ugh. All right. That is a total of 9 damage. 146. Slightly better than before.
You kill them all.
Oh.
Awesome. Awesome. That was a powerful
way to steal
vomit.
The show.
Each nice. And every single one of them falls to the ground. A flaming. Light in flame. One of them in front actually was like, just as you breathed fire. So he literally took a lung full of flames and
vomit.
I like just died. Do I do a quick peek in the room to see if there's an exit out of this room?
You don't. You are standing in the doorway.
I'm okay. No,
belching
but,
flame.
No, but like, is there another exit out of this room, or is this
when you're done belching flame?
Actually, no. I like wipe my face. I'm like,
Bleh. Your turn completes.
Oh yeah, sorry, sorry.
And you note. No, this seems to be a fully enclosed room. There is, however, a door to your left.
Oh.
A little further in.
Are we still in initiative?
Of course you're still in initiative.
Man, watching that fight was probably like watching the Flames game the other night.
Yes, oh, hockey's flame, back
but
on?
In this instance, the Flames won.
Yeah, the Flames won.
Oh, they didn't win?
No.
They lost last night.
It was
Wait,
like
even with that new person that everyone was excited about us getting?
Jaeger was okay.
He got an assist. Got an apple.
Is he a horse?
Much like Calcrix was.
All right. How long does Bless last?
1 minute.
So you have an additional 10 rounds before Bless is expired. What would you like to do with this minute?
Well, we might as well go kill some more goblins.
I can vomit again.
All right. Where would you like to go?
Can I just check what's through the other door?
Yes, you can gladly go over and open that door. It opens on a corridor. A dim, dusky corridor that does not seem to have been much put into use. There is some storage in there and a hammock as well. A dog legs to the right when you turn into it, heading south. And there's another door there that is closed.
And is there it doesn't look used, but is there footprints or anything? Or
no, there are no footprints. Does not look to have been used or that goblins go this way often.
But it doesn't look super dusty. Like it hasn't been traveled in a long time.
The weight of the years lies heavily upon this room. It does not look like it is being used over much. However, there are, of course, goblin footprints in here because one goblin seems to have been sleeping here, and there is some storage being kept in this room. That is, so it is not just a corridor.
Okay. Do we want to go in the industry room?
With all of the goblins.
We don't know how many are in there.
And potentially something stronger than goblins.
I don't really feel like dying.
Like a hobgoblin.
Sounds good to me. And Erky moves to open the door.
Oh no.
No,
stop.
Erky no.
You've rejoined the party from your foray down the corridor.
Yeah, nothing there.
You're standing in front of the door to the
I feel like we should go north.
Industry.
But I mean, I'm blessed.
You're blessed.
I'm blessed, and I got this fire breath. I feel pretty confident. I kind of want to kill some more goblins.
Erky nods as you say all of these things.
I don't know.
Reaches his hand for the handle.
We can try the industry room.
I just don't want to kill everybody in the... Since I love you guys.
Since we're still in initiatives, can we still make actions before we go into the room?
What would you like to do?
Prep ourselves?
Blade ward.
How long does blade work last?
A minute, I think.
And what does blade
till my next turn. So because I have a lower...
Well, it'll be on your action. So yeah, you could gladly cast blade ward just like after the door is opened. I believe you'll get a surprise round though if you, based on what happened with the previous goblins, you would assume that throwing the door open and running in would give you advantage on a surprise action.
Is there anything else we can cast or prep beforehand?
I'm going to cast, I'm going to use one of my cantrips. I'm going to use Guidance on Urky Timbers.
Yep. Oh, but it's only on a skill check, isn't it? So
ability check of its choice.
Yep. Okay.
So, but I'll use it on him.
Cool. You cast Guidance upon Urky.
You just want to make him feel
better. What do you say? Better.
Guidance upon you.
Guidance. Turning on.
May Paylor guide you.
Thank you. And he uses it to open the door.
Oh, shit. All right. Do I see goblins in front of me?
The door pulls open. What might have once been a cathedral is now a goblin lair, thick with the filth of years of goblin life. Scores of wall and floor-mounted sconces filled with violet glowing fungi provide illumination. Dozens of goblins go about their daily business, which involves a lot of rudeness and violence, and along the southern wall, to your left, is a heaping pile of assorted items, including wagon wheels, broken armor, rusted arms, chests, small statues, antique furniture, and artwork. There are dozens of goblins in this room. All of them, from your immediate view, seem to be commoners. A little old woman is tending to six or seven goblin children, holding a little goblinoid baby in swaddling clothes in her arms. And as Urky Timbers throws open the door, the little goblinoid baby does a spit up on the goblinoid grandmother. There is a sound of chopping of wood and of saws being used as very poorly worked carpentry is engaged in on the far wall.
I know, right?
Burn them.
As they are creating more boxes in a poor and mismanaged fashion.
They don't even have a planer.
It's like somehow built backwards, but still functional, where it's like, it's working, but no.
They just built the box and then installed it inside out. Yeah. It's still a box. It's just inside
out. It's just, it's functional, but it's just, no. Why?
Now, when you have a closer look as you burst in, you do see there are three goblins in here that are carrying swords and wearing studded leather armor. And these three goblins turn to look at you when you burst in. They are not surprised like everyone else in the room is. They are indeed seem to be in a position to do this sort of action, but they are not anywhere near each other when you open up this room.
Right.
And just so you know, the room is probably 80 feet by 100 feet large. It towers up as though it was a huge cathedral, and there used to be like an altar and a stage, and to the northwest side, there's a curving wall, and there are all of these faded and antiquated murals about how awesome dragons are, dragons burning villages, dragons high-fiving each other, dragons scoring, you know, spiking footballs for touchdowns. These murals showing all these awesome, awesome dragon activities. But along the northern wall, there is an exit. There is another exit in the curved wall. There is an exit on the far eastern wall that is right across from you. And in the south, that's where this pile of stuff is, but it also seems to be where they're making their homes. There's like little two-story huts that allow for goblinoids to travel up and down flights of stairs to get to and from. And that's about 40 feet by 40 feet, taking up a large predominance of this former cathedral.
Ugh, I can't kill them now. Pull my greatsword and point to the ones with weapons and say, drop them.
Make an intimidation check.
Sure.
You should say the same also, but in the language they can understand.
Yeah, like follow up with me.
Notice that they can't say it and be like, oh, brother.
Yeah. I got a 21.
Oh, wow.
The one closest to you freaks out, draws his sword, and throws it away. almost impaling another industrious goblin who was not, who didn't even know what was going on.
Right. The baby who just threw up.
His name is Blib, and he's a single guy. He's, you know, swiping left on Tinder every chance he can get, but nobody's hooking up. He's like the meepo version of goblins. He freaks, and he was properly using a planer, and he planes his own leg, getting a nice chunk of flesh off on it. He shrieks in pain, causing the majority of the other goblins, who might not have necessarily known nor noticed the door being flung open and this callous human stepping forth with his urgent commands.
I stand heroically.
Everything stops when Blip cries in pain. You are noticed, Drayden.
Yeah.
And a stampede is about to erupt. Granted, they're all in surprise. You see it about to unfold. The other two goblins now are going to move to attack. However, they are going later in the initiative order. So we've already had Yashiria and Drayden. It is now, this time, Sidork's turn.
Do you think if I made one of them just start laughing, that would help?
Might.
Well, it would be funny.
It would be pretty.
Like the guy who just hurt himself, maybe he'll just... I'll just cast...
He was just a carpenter, dude.
Well, I'll cast Tasha's Hideous Laughter on him, and he just starts laughing. That's... It doesn't
I get you.
It doesn't hurt. Yeah, they just, like, uncontrollably laugh, and that's all they do.
Do it.
Has any of the two other guys... Because that one dude threw the sword, right? Have any of the two other goblins that were armed done anything?
The other two goblins have not had an opportunity. They go later in the initiative.
Okay, so they haven't moved yet.
Yeah. The one guy, he will not get an action because the intimidation was so effective upon him that he loses his action this round. And I also threw the color in that he threw his sword away.
Cool.
So what would you like to do? There are these two goblins that look like they will attack. They got to stand up and protect their people. The 34, 36, or however many goblin civilians look like they want to get the F out of Dodge. Get away.
And the civilians probably won't try to attack us. Okay, I think I'm going to cast Tasha's Hideous Laughter on one of the guys who's looking like he's still willing to attack us.
Perfect. Now, I believe it's a save on their part?
Yes, it is. It is a wisdom saving throw. So when you say wisdom saving throw, do I add something to mine? Or is it still just...
No, you don't add anything. I make the check based on...
Oh, but then you have your wisdom.
But you have to tell me what the difficulty is. It doesn't really matter. I rolled a natural 20. Oh, so okay. What happens on a save?
Nothing happens.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. On a success, the spell ends.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
I have rolled a natural 20. He
is not going to laugh.
He lets out a... and then he shrugs it off, glaring at you. But he does look... afraid. And when you cast Tasha's Hideous Laughter, what is the verbal component? What do you say when you cast it?
I look at them and I like have my hands like this, like reaching out to them, and I just kind of like upturn my head and I just go, laugh.
Okay, yeah, he wants to laugh. Maybe he avoided making eye contact at the last second, and that's what allowed him to escape it.
Well,
okay.
I said laugh, and he saw my dreadlocks and was like, okay, that's kind of funny. And I just broke the concentration.
He's like, I saw you on Last Comic Standing. You're not that good.
I think you were in the circus.
Oriana, what would you like to do?
Can I try to intimidate one of them?
Yeah, of course.
Well, I'd like to intimidate the one that's already frightened now.
Yes, absolutely.
And try to intimidate him into dropping his weapons and not attacking us.
Okay, what do you say?
I say, listen here, Mr. Goblin. We just killed some of your goblin friends in one go. You attack us, it's going to happen to you and everyone else here.
Okay. Now, you don't speak gobbly, so they don't understand that necessarily. We're in combat. It's going to be hard to translate. Is there some sort of... So I get the intent of the... you glare at them with your tiefling eyes. Do you make any menacing gestures or use any of your subtle cantrips, perchance?
Use thaumaturgy or something.
Yeah.
Oh, because I can have my booming voice. Or I can make the ground tremor.
Your choice?
Oh, I'm going to make the ground tremor. That's pretty cool.
You're deep... and tiefling-like voice rushes out. The ground trembles. I'll give you advantage on your check based on that.
23.
Okay.
You intimidate everyone.
He's wearing studded leather armor. He looked like he was about to draw his sword. His hand freezes there. He doesn't move. He gave the sort of pseudo-laugh from Sidork's miscast spell. The ground trembles. You boom like some sort of demonic force of goblin destruction. And he doesn't move. And he's wearing very thick pants and calf-high boots that are slightly open. You can't tell that he's shitting himself in fear. But on some extra planar level, you know that's what's happening. That he's had some sort of like Coke float a few moments ago, and the lactose isn't sitting well with all the percolating bubbles.
The dragon water is also.
And he lets loose and is completely incapable of action. You have incapacitated him, as it were.
Oh, man.
You caused him to evacuate.
That is his turn.
It's his turn.
Yeah, and your turn as well. This leads us to Erky Timbers, who steps forth and in gobbly cries out in a way that only Yashiri can understand, "You're all dead, motherfuckers!"
Oh, God.
Each and every last one of ya.
Oh, good Pulp Fiction reference. That was good.
He doesn't take any action, but he grins this, like, almost manic smile of delight.
Oh, man.
This is the end of the surprise round. We are now at the top of initiative. It is Yashiria's turn.
I'm, like, trying to not kill people.
Okay, so the two goblins, the one that has not planed himself.
Oh, he was just a civilian that planed himself. One of them threw their sword away. The other one has shat himself. There is one remaining goblin of any ability.
Is he close to any walls or solid structures by chance?
Sure, yeah. I'll gladly say that he is standing next to a couple of stacked boxes.
And how far away am I from him?
You are 60 feet away. You have a move action that you can gladly take to, you know, close. If you need to be closer. I don't know how close you need to be, though.
You're getting pretty close. Because what I want to do is I want to charge at him.
Okay.
Grab him, pin him against the boxes, and intimidate him to drop his weapon.
All right. Yeah, absolutely. He could be closer. I mean, that's how I remember the story.
Oh. Oh, man.
It's been one of the right ones.
The tale is interrupted in the midst of telling, as the grizzled old veteran says, "And then Yashiria, knowing she was still 60 feet away from the other goblin sentry, charged..."
No. That's not how it went.
What was that?
That's not how it went at all.
I'm telling... There's been a lot of interruptions tonight. But
No. You got it all wrong.
Say then.
As soon as they all came into the room, she was standing right beside him. And she came up and grabbed him and threw him against the boxes and says, "Listen, you little, you drop your weapons right now."
So what did that goblin sentry do then?
He dropped his weapons so fast. All the studs out of his leather vest chain thing, whatever he was wearing, all fell out too. So he dropped his weapon and all the studs came out too. That's what really happened.
Indeed, you may be right. That is, in fact, how the story went. Yashiria, you're holding aloft a goblin whose armor has completely fallen apart.
It's just as bad as our carpentry.
His boots slide off his feet. He's just gone numb. They weren't really well-fitted boots. Actually, they are really, really nice boots. They go up to his like mid-thigh. They would fit to your calf. They are supple, made of deer hide, and tanned in what color?
Brown.
Tanned this gorgeous brown with this stenciling in and pattern that is embossed with a what colored thread?
Red.
Red thread. It's just exactly the sort of pattern that Yashiria used to love and admire when she saw these boots in a window front of a store when she was very young. Ooh. These boots fall from this goblin's legs.
So not only are you going to like shake him up, you're also going to be like, "And I'm taking your shoes."
Now you're holding a naked goblin?
No. Yeah. Okay, yes. The goblin is now completely buck naked. The oversized thong thong that the goblin was wearing. It slips and falls as well because it was too big for this goblin as well. What color is... No, never mind. Yashiri is not really needing the stealing of underwears. But nonetheless, these boots, there is something special about these boots.
Mama's got new boots.
That Yashiria may wish to acquire.
Nice.
That is Yashiria's turn. It is Drayden's turn.
Yeah, I don't know how to process what just happened either.
You just see me run up to this goblin and it explodes.
All the clothes fly off.
All the clothes fly off of the goblin.
I was like, what?
As you like slam the goblin against the wall.
Boxes. They were boxes.
Yashiria, I need your assistance in translating this. I feel like we have the control of the room. And I like put a hand on Erky Timber's shoulder and I say, stand down, man. We're not going to kill women and children today.
There's just goblins here.
Wow, Erky's racist.
I know. Well, he was just tortured. And I'm going to...
Yeah, but those were just some bad goblins. Not all other goblins are tainted.
Hashtag not all goblins.
Yeah, hashtag... Not all goblins. Goblins' lives matter.
Goblins' lives matter. I know.
Yeah. He's like, hashtag me too.
Meepo too.
No, you guys retconned that with a white moat.
And I didn't get fucking boots out of it. Oh, jeez.
I got sweet
boots. Yeah, I told you Meepo was worthless.
I'm trying.
It's okay. We forgive you, brother. I'm sure you'll get some boots with red stitching on the side.
Oh, it's cool.
That you saw in the
I'm
store.
I'm just going to actually look at Erky and say, but you're better than the goblins. And you, Erky, are a better person because you follow Paylor. And Paylor forgives those that have harmed you.
Is this a persuasion check?
Yeah, it's a persuasion.
All right, so your action will be to persuade Erky Timbers. Okay.
Yeah, go ahead. To like stand down.
I'll give you, you know what? Yeah, absolutely.
Aw, thanks.
Yep, I've given you a blue moat because your compassion has once again attempted to force well,
I'm gonna
forestall
spend my blue,
evidence.
Blue note to get advantage. Yeah,
you spend it for advantage.
Yeah, because, you know, I needed that. Actually, I rolled like shit. Yeah. 9. Goblins. It comes off more like, to add some color, it's more like, you know, you're kind of better than them, kind of. You're short too, I don't know.
Basically the same thing.
You are right, Sir Drayden. I am better than them. Have at!
But I'm still holding his shoulder.
And he starts to try to run, and you've got his shoulder, so he can't go anywhere. And he just stands there trying to move and failing. That was your turn, Drayden.
Yeah,
it is now Oriana's turn.
So I'd just like to confirm. So we no longer have a threat from any of these goblins?
There may be a threat, but these goblins have not had an opportunity to do anything yet. You had your surprise round. Now we're into the normal round, and the goblins haven't had their turn in the normal round. Goblins that would have had an action in the surprise round, because they weren't surprised, have all lost their actions due to the intimidating quality of this party.
They lost more than their actions, apparently.
One shit his pants. One's naked.
One's completely nude.
One drow.
Yeah.
And one threw his sword away.
Yeah. I feel like, as much as I dislike people, in this situation, I really want to avoid a fight with the amount of women and children because that's my spot that I actually have a little bit of compassion. So I think I'd like to try and persuade, because Drayden's taking care of Erky.
Yep.
So I think I'd like to try and persuade and use Yashiria as my translator to try and find a more civil way to deal with this.
Okay, what do you want? What are you going to persuade them to do?
To let us through to the next door.
Which door?
Oh crap, there was like three of them, wasn't there?
Yeah. There's three doors, yes.
Middle one.
There's the door on the far western wall, the door to the northwestern wall on the round room, and then there's the door to the north.
Yes, I want to try and persuade them to let us through to the north door, and we will not harm them.
Okay, you'll have disadvantage on this check. You don't speak the language. Yashiria is otherwise engaged, and what you're trying to ask of them is a bit complicated. So, but you're very skilled at persuasion, so go ahead and make your roll. Oh, you want to spend a blue one to take away the disadvantage?
Yeah.
All right, done. Whoa, what'd you get?
18.
Natural? What's the total?
Natural is 24.
You don't need to translate. In other words, Yashiria, Oriana thinks for a moment and then barks out in common, out of our way, clearly articulating this by hand gestures and lighting a path, like track lighting coming up on the floor with thaumaturgy, just lighting this path along the floor. This is like, this is where we're going. Get the hell out of our way.
She makes a runway on the floor.
Yeah, yeah, literally just like exits are to the left and over the exits are in the front, the aft, and over each wing.
If you guys are uncomfortable with the emergency seat, please let me know now.
Yeah. If you're in the emergency aisle, you're probably going to die. Furthermore, no one is allowed to use their seat as a life preservation tool.
Because we're underground.
Yeah, you more than succeed. They cower. Anyone that is near enough to the way you wish to go drops to their knees. Their heads are down.
I'm like, I'm a goddess.
And anyone to the...
Still asleep at home.
Anyone not around that is rushing towards the available door that they have available to them and climbing into their little like city that they've created in this South Central area. South Central represent.
Well, let us proceed.
You're out of initiative. There are no combatants.
I thought you were like, you're out of initiative. You're too tired to go on. You're just going to
yeah.
sit down.
Yeah, you realize
you like, gotta go home, kid.
The plane isn't actually crashing. That's it. Yeah, you proceed to the door to the north.
But. Before I proceed.
Yeah.
Grab my boots.
Oh, of course. Yeah. You just put them on right away, or do you,
Yeah, I'll put them on. I'll put them
on.
At
least,
right
away. Shake out the rocks.
I'll take out his insoles and put in
your old
Dr. Palor's. Yeah, Dr. Palor's souls.
Dr. Palor's orthotic lift. Yeah, okay.
Dr.
Yeah.
Palor saves your souls.
I mean, you do have that pretty bad instep, so yeah, it makes perfect sense. Okay. Yeah. You put on these boots. You're not too sure what'll happen. But we'll get down that path when we get there. And they
nice.
Oriana, the door opens to a touch. Drayden, you haul Erky Timbers with you.
Yep. He's my friend.
Mutters under his breath in a way that really only you can hear and anyone else who's close enough that hasn't moved with Oriana to the door. He says, "But they're all defenseless. We could take them all."
Yeah, I don't need that taint on my soul.
I don't think Paler's gonna like this Icky Timbers.
Icky Timbers.
I pay my obeisance to Palor. I show him genuflection and respect at all times. That is why he has kept me alive as long as he has.
You're welcome to do this all on your own if you wish to. No,
of course not. With what? My weak, emaciated arms? No, I'm reliant upon you.
I'm sure your prayers to Palor will save you.
That is fine. You do not have to kill weak and defenseless goblinoids that will just simply grow up to be not weak and strong and armed goblinoids in the future. There are more to come, no doubt.
Well,
let us soldier on then.
You did and originally decide to go into their house and, right, you came here into their house.
Not ever did I make the decision to do that. I was walking the Great Road.
Oh, sorry. That was Marie Claire forgetting the story. Sorry. That was me. No, you're right. I'm sorry. But it's still your...
Nevertheless, this is fine. The ones that are responsible for my incarceration that sent those goblins out onto the long road at night, those will pay soon enough. I have no doubt of it that you will kill them, for they will give you no... They won't run away in fear and hide and plane their legs out of horror at
fear.
Your pride.
Do you think they'll take off their clothes, though? I didn't mind that part.
He doesn't really know how to respond to that. But he kind of quietens down, hoping that more is to come.
All right. So we go through the door. Goblins, go about your business.
One of them faints when you say that. You'd like directing any intention and gaze towards them at all. Oriana opens the door.
I look apologetic.
You go through the door. To your right and left. Stretching a long corridor. The corridor curves to the south, to your right, towards, if you give a peek, and you do, two doors, one closer, one further down, about 20 feet away, that correspond immediately to you with the doors that opened up into the hazy statue room. But to the left, the wall actually curves still from the curving of the wall in the other room to a door that is on the western wall. That door is slightly ajar.
We should probably approach that one.
Yep.
So is it a jar or a door?
Boo-erns.
I was saying boo-erns.
See
this? I appreciated your pun. Even though you totally castigated mine earlier.
I laughed.
I know, right? But
I liked your joke because that's what my mom used to say when I was growing up.
Proceed to the west
door. Yeah, I'm gonna go and just listen at the ajar door.
You don't quite hear anything yet. But when you peek through. A circular shaft pierces the floor of this 40-foot diameter domed chamber. Dim violet light shines out of the shaft, revealing sickly white and gray vines that coat the walls of the shaft. The light is supplemented by four lit wall torches set equidistant around the periphery of the chamber, making the shaft look bigger.
That's good landscaping. When you make the,
Of more interest, though, is a crudely fashioned stone throne sitting against the curve of the northwestern wall. A large iron chest your eye is drawn to as it serves as the throne's footstool. And a sapling grows in a wide stone pot next to the throne. Upon the throne is a wicked-looking hobgoblin in splint armor. And three other hobgoblins stand lounging nearby upon a stone bench or just at their ease. There is a elderly goblinoid female hunched over wearing a cowl in leather doeskin robe with nice embossing and some red thread work.
And this is an old Tom Goblin?
Old goblinoid. Okay. So she's probably just a regular goblin. Okay. She has a myriad of necklaces and...
Like a shaman or a magic user of some sort, maybe.
Or she likes the A-team.
Yeah, she could be a Mr. T fan, you're right. That's always a possibility.
She carries in her hand a knotted pine staff that also bears the same sort of... necklaces and talismans upon it. The hobgoblin is speaking. There is a kobold in chains at the foot of the throne near the chest.
Is it Meepo?
You can't tell, but you're sure that it probably isn't Meepo, that there might have been something, and there just hasn't been time between, blowing fire on those poor goblin bandits in their little decrepit room and then scaring everyone out of their boots in the Goblinville.
Goblinville?
Yeah. Gobbleville?
That's like the worst Facebook app, Goblinville.
Is that really, it's goblins, but
farm? No, but now I want to make it.
Oh, okay.
So if you're going to make a game,
that, Juliana, it will be
we have to make Goblinville. Okay.
Okay.
And the hobgoblin on the throne, holding a wicked-looking scimitar, says, "Hey, Grenel, watch me stick this sword into this kobold." And that's where we'll end the game tonight.
Is that the voice you practice all day?
All day.
Okay.
All that reminded me of, like,
all
Yogi Bear.
Hey, Boo Boo.
Yeah, no, Yogi Bear.
It's not Bullwinkle.
Yeah.
That's what it is. I was like, I know that from something.
Glass and drink with the enemy, raise your glass and sing with the enemy, and I'm not gonna do this on my own. And raise your glass and toast to the enemy, raise your glass and sing to the enemy, and I'm not gonna do this on my own.
This concludes this episode of Tavern Tales, a curated Dungeons & Dragons 5e game set in the Tales of the Yawning Portal adventure module by Wizards of the Coast. Our intro and outro music is the song Tavern Tales by the Bad Billy Band. You can find out more about the Bad Billy Band on iTunes or at www.badbillyband.com or follow them on Twitter at Bad Billy Band. Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us a review on iTunes or find us on Twitter at Tavern_Tales. We'll be back next week with more of the adventure.